when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses row and row that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amidst the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. Now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch, be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep. The poppies grow in Flanders fields. People, that's one of the few poems I've ever memorized. I'll tell you about that poem in just a second. But today is Saturday the 23rd. Memorial Day will be the 25th, when we're supposed to celebrate. It used to be known as Decoration Day. Is a day when the graves of millions upon millions of American military people were slaughtered, and they lie in those graves. And Decoration Day is when our people decorate those graves. They do that once a year. Also, we have Veterans Day once a year. So we have those 2 days. And you know what? That more than makes up for the millions of dead, and not counting the maimed, the mental illness, the families that have been destroyed, the divorces, the orphans, the never-ending agony of the snakes in your head from mental illness, the cripple, the guys you see at the VA and at the Army hospitals with no legs, no arms, that can't speak. They have sores breaking out all over them from God only knows how many poisons they've been committed to. People, that's what Memorial Day means to me. I was just looking, my wife just looked up Memorial Day, which started after the war to end all wars, the First World War, when you can get pick your statistics somewhere between 8 and 9 military dead in World War I, somewhere between 10 civilian deads in the Western theater, for a total, take your pick, 20 to 40 million. When you get that many casualties that high, it really doesn't matter. But anyway, people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie Miller. I'm here to greet you. And also, I'm greeting my other dear brothers and sisters, Matt out there, wherever you may be, Jacob, dear Jacob, our dear Braveheart sister, Monica, and our dear Braveheart, Berta. We greet y'all. We salute y'all. Once again, this is Memorial Day. And believe it or not, that wasn't even in my notes in my script. You know, people are always going for these rabbit trails. I just heard something during the break that made my blood boil. Rolling Thunder, you badass motorcycle boys. Oh, you're such a badass. You can ride through hell. But you know what? You can't defy the satanic government on the banks of the Sodom on the Potomac. Those little homosexuals up there, and mark my words, about a half of them up there go both ways. They're pedophiles. They're drug dealers. They're scum criminals. They've never seen a day of combat in their life. They never will. They always have white trash like me. And you know what? We didn't use the N-word during my war. We called our brother soldiers in. They called us white trash and honkies, whatever. But you know what? blood is blood, you know. But that just infuriates me when the Rolling Thunder says they're going to do a virtual ride. Well, you know what, Rolling Thunder? To hell with you. I've lost my respect for Rolling Thunder. They're going to take a 22-mile virtual ride. Take those little toy bikes you got and stick them where you know where. People, I got off the script, but here we go. I gave the date. Now, I know you're probably going to think I'm a psycho because I'm going off of that to the prayer. I thought about doing a deprecatory prayer, but listen, here we go to in prayer, people. Bow your heads and as I calm down. Almighty Father, God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please, God, be with Daniel Borden, Jacob Goodwin, Yorkie Call, and Alfred, dear Monica's brother, who are there sitting rotting in prison. Oh, Lord, look over Chris Newsom, Shannon Christian, who were murdered and just tortured beyond measure by our dear black brethren in Knoxville. And the story barely made the national scenes. If you will, Lord, before I pass judgment on these people, forgive my sons. Convict me in my heart of my sins, Lord. And I do, God, beg you for my sins. I ask you to forgive me my sins. Forgive the sins of Blood River Radio. Forgive the sins of all the people I'm with. Oh, God, make Blood River Radio an instrument of yours. If it be an instrument of the sword or an instrument of the olive leaf, I care not. I'm ready to go to both. I'm ready to do either one. That's exactly what we're here for. We're here to do the Lord's work, and come hell or high water, we're going to do that. And Lord, also, if you will, like the pastor said last week, I believe it was, like King David. King David went to prayer many times, what we call an imprecatory prayer. And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to call down hell, damnation, and brimstone on all these criminals from Washington, D.C. to the lowest hamlet is places like Virginia, in Charlottesville, Virginia, who have our innocent people, innocent boys who are 18 and 20 years old, locked up in the flower of their youth, before they were even old enough to be getting married, they were locked up and put away in the dungeons to die. For, you know what? For defending us. Oh, Lord, I ask you to bring damnation, bring punishment on these criminals who have got our innocent people in prison. Dear God, do what we can't do without being thrown in prison ourselves. Tear those walls down, God, and release our people. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I really do. Now, people, before I run out of time, I want to thank some donors. We're really picking up steam on this radio station, and I'm really glad of it. And I have to be convinced that God is on our side. I would like to thank Jason from Arkansas. Well, people, when we come right back, we'll start thanking our dear, beloved supporters of this radio station. Hang on to your seat. Be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
is attorney Jason Robb, general counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. But with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, thank you so much for hanging on. Like we mentioned earlier, it is May the 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2020, year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Savior then, Savior now, Savior forever. Our only hope is Jesus Christ. He's the only person, the only way that we can ever not only get to heaven, but he's the only force that can defeat the forces of Satan on this earth. Satan is second only to Jesus Christ in power. People, before I go back to the donors, I'd like to tell you a little bit about that poem earlier I opened with. It was written by a doctor. You know, I'm being a registered nurse. I'm kind of partial to that poem. I first heard it read by the great one and only Dr. Stanley Monteith on his radio show. He was a friend of mine. I love that man. He's dead now. If he was alive, he'd be about 90 years old. But that poem was written by another orthopedic surgeon. Dr. Stanley Monteith was a great orthopedic surgeon, graduated from Stanford University Medical School at 19. He was a genius, and he got into, Sam knows all about Dr. Stan. Sam was in radio many years before I even ever dreamed of being in radio, but he was killed. The great Dr. John McRae, some people call him Joel McRae, he was killed several days after he wrote that poem. That's the way it goes, people. A good Christian man sliced, snuffed out before he even got into practice much in civilian life. People like to go back. Our great donors, our wonderful people that are helping us stay on the show. And I don't consider this just a radio show, really. You've heard me say this before, it's a white civil defense group, a white civil defense organization. Anyway, we said Jason from Arkansas contributed this past week. We have a donor from New York that's a loyal donor, Ken in New York. I hope you're doing well, my brother. I hope you're having a nice Memorial Day. And also Lee from Tennessee. Lee's one of our supporters. You all know him. And we have Alan from Florida who donated, gave us a very nice letter. Alan from Florida, he built me up better than I should be and built up all of our people. As a matter of fact, Alan's big hero is the guy who's coming on with me tonight. None other then my dear brother, Gene Andrews, Mr. Marine Jeans. He'll be on really in just a few minutes. Also, here's a guy from Sam's backyard, Jeff from Utah. Jeff from Utah sent us some stuff in, and we're gonna cover some material he gave us on the second hour. Believe it or not, they had Confederate soldiers in Utah. I bet you that Sam's great-great-grandpappy was out there fighting them darn Yankees, buddy. anyway, I bet you we'll have to get the Gene people. Hey, Sam's brethren are all down in Alabama. So you know what? Sam's a right thinking. He's a right thinker, buddy. He got transported to Yankeeville out there in Utah. But I want to thank these people so much. It's not a cliche, people. We can't make it without money. Sam can't make it without money. Nobody on this radio show can make it without money. We have to have it. And listen, before I go any further, before I get confused, I guess I ought to go back to my stinking notes, man. I mean, I need to stay on. I need to have one day before I die where I stay on script. We talked to Jason Bartlett. You remember the guy from South Africa, the Vortrekker? Well, he's kind of laying low right now. He's not going to have anything to do with the media for a while. He said he would let us know when he decides to come back. But he's still planning on, he hadn't said anything different, August 1st, around August the 1st, resuming his march on Washington. You know, he's been sidetracked with this great bat suit fever like all of us have. But God bless him. I promise you, we'll keep in touch with him. You know, we'll keep you in touch with him, let you know exactly what he does and when he's getting ready to do it. Also, I've been communicating with Dr. Hill a little bit. Dr. Hill is one hard guy to get in touch with, and I have no idea why. He wears about 62 hats, and he's being hounded by the powers that be, from the Sodom on the Potomac all the way down to Sodom on the, I guess, so what is that river that runs through Virginia? Shenandoah Valley. But I'd like to go back one more time. I know I'm repeating myself, but I hope God does come down and punish all these people that have been tormenting us. Yay, all these were years. And pretty soon people say, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to ask the good Reverend Everett to come on and do a real, sure enough, imprecatory prayer. And I don't know how long it's taking, but we're going to open up. A lot of people say, oh, that's not the Christian thing to do. Well, you know what? David did it. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you go through the New Testament, you can find where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went and referenced the Psalms, some of the Psalms, and other precatory prayers. It was not only David. David was not the only person to do imprecatory prayers. Something like, not Esau. It was like Esau. I can't remember his name now. I'm sure Sam will. But he also did precatory prayers. But listen, I got something. I'm hoping. Getting back to Dr. Hill, the last I've heard from him, he does not know yet if the league is going to have to cancel their annual national conference. I hope they don't, but, you know, just be prepared. It's only about 5 more weeks away, but, you know, this bat suit fever has just destroyed a lot of the blue-collar workers. Many people have been off. They're broke. We're all suffering for money. So stay tuned. Dr. Hill, as soon as he decides what he's going to do, you know, he can't go to all this expense if you can get a half a dozen people coming. That just makes sense. I mean, come from all over the United States down to Podunk, Alabama. That's a fur piece. Sam can tell you. Sam's been down to Podunk, Alabama a few times, all the way from Utah. That is a fur piece, people. But anyway, another thing, if we do get to do that, Sam is going to let Blood River Radio broadcast. We're gonna wire people up like we did at Montgomery Bell, I think last June, but about a year ago. Sam's gonna be gracious enough. He's going to donate his show to carry the League of the South. That is a great, great, great service that Sam is offering to the League of the South. We're gonna go down there. And what we want to do, if it comes through right, here's what we want to do. We want to wire all the speakers as they speak during Sam's showtime. Sam broadcasts every day except Sunday from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. Central. And don't make the mistake of calling him during those hours like some idiots do. I can't believe someone would call Sam when he's in the middle of a broadcast. I have to do an imprecatory prayer for those fools. Oh, wait a minute. I better be careful about that one. But anyway, people, getting back to donations, if you will, I'll tell you what we will do with our donations if you can see in your heart to help us out. We're starting to do pretty good, really. You know, of course, we ain't nowhere near where we need to be. If you will send donations to, if you go to our website, the only way we can get them, as I told you a few times before, is we've been deplatformed. You have to go to Blood River Radio, Post Office Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That's on our website, that address. Here's what we want to do, and I know you're probably getting tired of me saying this, but people, we don't want to just be a radio station. If you go to read our websites, we said we want to take it to the streets. And here's what I mean by the streets, people. We want to go to Basel, Mississippi, and do a little investigative work down there on that white girl, Jessica Chambers, I believe it was, that was burnt to death several years ago, back in 2017, by a black drug dealer. And he was had hung two hung juries. Turn loose. What do you know? What a surprise. Hung juries for a black in Mississippi. We want to go down and look at that. We want to also go to Oxford, Mississippi and broadcast on the campus down there. And we want to carry a Blood River Radio flag. If you see what the Blood River Radio flag looks, go to our website, click on donate, click on donate us, about us. Click on about us and you'll see the black flag. I designed it myself. It's a black flag with a Christian cross. And it says no quarter. When I say no quarter, it means no quarter for evil. When we come back, I'll just mention a few other things. But listen, hang on to your seats. We're getting ready to bring Gene Andrews up, people. So hang on. We'll be right back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right.
The president threatened to override governors who defy him, and following the announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
FBI Director Christopher Wray has ordered an internal review on possible misconduct in the investigation of former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The after-action review will examine whether any current employees engaged in misconduct during the course of the investigation and evaluate whether any improvements in FBI policies and procedures need to be made. A jetliner carrying 98 people crashed in a crowded neighborhood near the airport in Pakistan's port city of Karachi after an apparent engine failure. Officials say there were two survivors from the plane, but they also found at least 57 bodies in the wreckage. It was unknown how many people on the ground were hurt as the Pakistan International Airlines jet plowed into an alley and destroyed at least five houses. The pilot was heard transmitting Mayday to the tower shortly before the crash, which was flying from Lahore to Karachi, carrying many traveling for the Muslim holiday of Eid Fitr. This is USA Radio News.
Oh,
Well, people, I hope y'all enjoy that music right there. I probably told you 175 times I handpicked that one. I really love that music. But listen, y'all put up with me for about a half hour. Now we have the real star of the show. We have none other than my good brother, Gene, Mr. Marine Jeans Andrews. How you doing, brother Gene?
Doing great, Eddie. How you getting along? We finally got some weather here in Nashville a little bit today after a week of solid rain. So we've been working down at the forest home all day today. Glad to be talking.
Do you know how to act? Hey, do you know how to act with dry weather, Gene, up there trying to do all that work you've been doing?
Yes. Well, the grass didn't get the memo on safe distancing and staying inside. So the grass has been growing and always needs cutting, so that's one of our biggest jobs out there, keeping the grounds up. So glad to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, people, I think we covered it about a week ago or so, but Gene is a man of many hats. He works his tail off for you people, for us people, for my people, to try to preserve our history, our genetics. You know, I'm sure you people know, Karl Marx said, all the other good communists said, that if we can just sever the young people's memory of their history, then we got them. But, you know, before we go any further, and don't let me forget to mention about social distancing and you in Vietnam in a minute. I'm sure y'all did social distancing there.
Yeah, sure. Right.
We all did. But anyway.
It's amazing how many people you can pack into a bunker when somebody yells incoming. You forget about social distancing real quick.
Well, I think the regulation, if I remember right, was 6 micrometers. It's about two seats of Charmin. Yeah. But you know what you have is, you know, Gene, you have, you're the star of the show, fella. We have another guy. Man, you get letters. I'm going to start getting you like one of these old Elvis, one of these new Elvis suits you can wear with the diamonds and stuff like that.
Well, I guarantee you, Eddie, I'll tell you this. I'm not putting my friends up to writing letters because most of my friends are just like me. They couldn't write a letter. So it's not a setup deal, you know, for me or any of my associates. Hardworking people, but we're not on the literary scale there, I'm afraid. So, but thank
you
for the people that are writing in, and I hope we can help the show and help gain support for your show, for Blood River Radio. And, you know, something I was thinking about, if you wanted to do that sometime today, I would like to do a live commercial. I've got that commercial that I wrote out that we were talking about, and maybe just read it on the air. And I've talked to Sam about it, and he's told me how to get a smartphone and audio file and all that. He might as well have been talking in ancient Babylonian Sanskrit, you know, talking to me about electronic stuff. But I've got to find somebody that can do that. But I've been timing it, and maybe during one of the segments today we can just read that and see what you think and what changes we need to make and see what our listeners think about it.
Well, I don't know if you know it or not, but you just played my favorite song when you said that. Hey, you know what? Before we go further, we have a guy, Alan from Florida,
okay,
who wrote, didn't even mention me, but what about me, man? He mentioned you, Gene.
All about me.
You know, We got Yankees from as far, I think from the North Pole. But anyway, we got guys from New York. We got this new guy from Florida. Alan sent in. We got a guy from Utah right in Sam's backyard who sent something I bet even you, the Confederate expert, don't know about. We'll go to don't let me forget that, because he sent a nice photo about a grave of some unknown soldiers that thousands of miles from the theater. But hey, fella.
Well, there are a lot strange as this may seem, there are a lot of Confederate graves out through the West. Now, there weren't that many battles fought out there. Glorieta Pass in New Mexico, and there was a battle between Phoenix and Tucson. I can't remember the name of that site in Arizona. But what happened was the South was so devastated and destroyed after the war that a lot of people just packed up and moved West to try to start over again. And then eventually they died out there, and they were buried close to the little town where they were living in Montana, you know, Wyoming, Colorado, wherever. And then they were Confederate veterans. So, yes, they should be treated as veterans. And this is Memorial Day weekend where we honor our veterans that gave up their life for the defense of the country. And whether that country was the United States or the Confederate States, they still need to be honored and revered. And unfortunately, that's gone down a one-way street where so many places today, they are desecrating Confederate graves and dishonoring the Confederate grave sites and wanting the monuments taken down in Confederate cemeteries, not in just places like Wisconsin. That's one of the latest battles is going on up there at a Confederate cemetery up there near a prisoner of war camp, but all over the South as well. And it's a shame. And just like you said about the communists, destroy their history, and then they have nothing to relate to, and they'll believe this communism and socialism and think, well, that's probably gone on for generations, so I guess we'll go along with it. So it's an all-out plan. What the communists call the long march through the institutions and taking over the media and academia and entertainment and eventually political, and then eventually they've got the country right in the palm of their hand.
You nailed it, Gene. You absolutely nailed it, my brother. Speaking of that commercial, soon we come back for the next break. If you want to, I'm dying to hear it. I certainly am. But this guy,
yes,
Jeff from Utah. Hey, since we're on, I think I have time to read this. Jeff from Utah sent this specifically, probably to you, since you are the guru. He says, "Dear Eddie, I stumbled upon some interesting Civil War history that took place in Utah. When the Civil War broke out in 1861, soldiers from the South that were stationed at Camp Floyd in Utah were released. They were released from the United States Army. General Albert Sidney Johnston, he was a great one, marched eastward in April. In July, a second group of 40 men led by General Philip Cook marched east to join the Confederate Army. And this is what's the freaky part. When marching through the rugged Spanish Fork Canyon, they were caught in a freak July snowstorm, and six men and a 14-year-old boy froze to death. The gravestones mentioned here says, here lies seven unknown soldiers. He gave us a great photograph, a great postcard. It's got a really nice marble monument. I mean, really good. It looks like it's about 3.5-4 feet high. It's got a Christian cross. It says, in this area are buried seven unknown United States soldiers who are known only to God, I believe. I can't read all that.
Yeah.
But they weren't really no United States soldiers. They were Confederate soldiers. But he sent that. Jeffrey from Utah. Yeah.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. That is so great that he is aware of the Southern history that we have in Utah and places outside of the 13 states of the old Confederacy. And we do appreciate people taking the time to send that in and recognize the graves of those people there and what happened to them. Boy, good night, a snowstorm in July. How can you prepare for something like that?
So. There's no way. You know, Sam needs to go out there and take a photograph of that, holding a spotless Confederate flag, and send this back to me and you, James. Especially to you, James, since you're the star of the show, fella.
No. I used to work out there. When I was driving the medical truck for the American Le Mans Race Series, we worked raced at Miller Motorsports Park right outside of Salt Lake City there. And a lot of nights we'd drive up to Park City or go to one of the restaurants up there. And then that's the first place I learned how to ski in the West was at Park City. And it was so funny because I thought I'd learned to ski at Gatlinburg in East Tennessee. And I got on the intermediate slope out there and I said, well, heck, I skied intermediate at Gatlinburg. I can ski this. I must have fallen 58 times from the top of the mountain down to the bottom. And intermediate in the West, in Utah, and Park City is not the same as intermediate in East Tennessee. So I learned a very valuable lesson there of overestimating your skiing ability. So, yeah, well, I remember Utah.
Well, better than you than me. I've never been on a ski in my entire life. You know, so I guess it's kind of late to start now. I might maybe go down on a sled if I had like air brakes on that sucker,
yeah.
or maybe a parachute, but no way can I go down in the sled. You know, Gene, before we go to everything, I got so much stuff I want to talk to you with, but something that really made me boil over. I was listening to one of the breaks. You know what? I'm always going off script. I'm getting ready to read my notes, you know, like a little school teacher, and I heard this commercial about these big bad guys at Rolling Thunder. You know what they're going to do? Every year, Rolling Thunder goes up to, I guess, to Washington, D.C., to, you know, I guess thousands and thousands of them. They're going to do a virtual Rolling Thunder. They're going to be a virtual 22-mile Rolling Thunder. That's the most homosexual thing I've ever heard. I mean, I just can't. I mean, my God, you know what? They make these effeminate metrosexuals look like John Wayne. I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, hell, they're going to take orders from these bisexual pedophiles in Washington, D.C. They're going to, oh, we got to park our motorcycle. We badasses. We got the swastikas on our head. We got, you know. And we got all these wonderful tattoos. We're bad, all right, but we're just going to take orders. And well, Gene, I talked us through the break. Hey, when we come back, Gene, you can respond to that if you want to, and get ready to do that new commercial, fella.
We'll give it a try.
Yes, sir. People, y'all heard it. Y'all heard Gene. So don't go away. The star of the show is waiting on you to come back. Gene Andrews, the star. Be right back.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
People always letting that song go just a little bit more, you know. Matt Goodman picked that song up. God, I love that song. It was written, I believe he told me, I can't remember the name of it, in the 1930s during the height of the, you know, right before that. It was before the war, but, the, you know, it's supposed to be a Nazi song, he said, which, you know what, I consider the Nazis one half inch away from heaven compared to the Democrats and the Republicans here in the United States. There's nothing lower than a Democrat or a Republican. You know what? The Nazis that marched, especially the Waffen-SS, the Wehrmacht, you know what? They put shoulder to rifle, right or wrong. They served just like we did. You know what? Take, for instance, I was drafted, man. I didn't give a hoot and hell about the war. I was drafted, and they made a stinking medic out of me, and they didn't. And you know what? The training was piss poor. The supplies were not what you should have, because you know why? I'll tell you why. Because a lifer, when we were there, now I'm going to end this rabbit trail real fast. A lifer, when he was in the field, he said, Specialist Miller, have you figured out why you don't you didn't get the right training you should have? Have you found out why you're always short on supplies? So, and, you know, a dumb little guy like me, I don't know. He said, because you know what? The people that sent you over here, they don't give a damn about you. They don't give a damn about you, white trash soldiers. He said, when I get home, I'm getting out before I get my retirement. But anyway, that's just another little rabbit trail. But you know what? Many people answered the call. I was dumb. And I'm going to get off that rabbit trail. I'm going to go back to this is another old rabbit trail. I'm famous for going down. But Gene, before we went to the break, we were talking about that Rolling Thunder man. I won't mention the Corona virus, but the bat soup fever much. But you know, it's been used, and I know for sure. For instance, go back to World War One. The way Memorial Day got started right after World War One, the war to end all wars. You know, they had this little thing called the Spanish flu that killed something like 40 million nationwide. They didn't have any. There was no social distancing in the foxholes in World War One when there was something like 1.7 million people killed in the 100-day battle. We were looking up. There was someplace between 20 and 40 million killed in that war. It depends on whose statistics you look at. And they didn't practice, you know, with the thousands. And, even, you know, in World War II, in Korea, in Vietnam, we lost more people in a week than had been lost by the so-called bat soup fever in 6 months. You know, but there was no social distancing. So people are listening to this show, don't believe this crap that the sodomites in Washington, D.C. are putting out. They don't give a damn about you. The social distancing is just a crock to run you into some kind of a virtual gerbil mill. Because if they cared about social distancing and people getting killed, you would have never been in Vietnam. We'd have never been in Iraq. We'd have never been in World War II, World War One, et cetera, et cetera. You get the drift. Oh, Gene, getting back to you, this Rolling Thunder thing, I never thought that the Rolling Thunder guys would give into that. How about you? Maybe I'm off base. Who knows? What do you think?
Well, no, I didn't either. But, you know, that's just the panic mentality that's taken over the country. And they could fight it and try to go ahead with it. But, you know, the powers that be in Washington would send out the police, and boy, they would love to just jump on these bikers and drag them off their motorcycles and herd them into buses. And then they wouldn't care about social distancing then when they rounded them up and put them in all these jail cells in D.C. They wouldn't care about not having social distance for these people and throw them in there. It's just, you know, a power grab, a demonstration of how they can stampede the American sheep all over the cliff. And I agree, there are certain groups that are vulnerable to this. The older people in the nursing homes, or the confined to nursing homes and places like that, people that have pre-existing conditions. I was talking to a gentleman today that he had a terrible lung disorder back when he was young, third grade, and he said, you know, he goes to get an X-ray, and they think he's been a smoker, you know, smokes 30 packs a day. And he says, no, my lungs were scarred when I was like in the third or fourth grade. And he admitted he would probably be vulnerable. But, yeah, there are exceptions, people like that. But for the other 90% of us, you know, we're treated like we're imbeciles and like rats in an experiment or something like that. So I saw one of the signs that one of the protesters was carrying in Michigan, and it said, this is a run-up to communism. And so, you know, I think a lot of people, light bulbs are coming on for a lot of people and seeing a lot of the things that are going on. And some of the experts that told us this was going to happen and that was going to happen and we need to do this, we need to shut down the country, we need to shut down the economy. I think even the so-called experts now are starting to back off on a lot of this stuff. So, you know, how wrong could they be to start out with? So, anyway, I'm not a medical person. Just, you know, you see a lot of reports and you see a lot of things that are going on, and you really start to question the intelligence of some of our government mandates that are sent out. And you really start to question, and we've been questioning it for a long time, the legitimacy of the prostitutes and in the mainstream fake news media. And they latched onto this, and it was a field day for them, you know, and make their little reports with their mask on or their mask around their neck, like, oh, they're so into whatever's going on. So, but we'll see how it sorts out. I still can't help but think there was a sinister plot behind this to wreck our economy and probably knock Trump out of the election this fall. But if the economy gets back on track, the People's Marxist Liberal Democratic Party is going to have a hard time with their candidate getting him elected in there, unless they just totally rig the election and tell everybody to stay home. We're going to have to vote by absentee ballot, and they'll bring in semi-truckloads of fake ballots and steal the election. So anyway, that's...
They've done that before.
Yeah.
You know, Gene, you know, I was reading a website the other day, and I've pulled up this article from the Rockefeller Foundation, and they talked about, they described exactly, like 40 years ago in the 70s, how they could get this virus, a new super weapon, and they could shut down the country. They could do everything they've been doing. They got people social distancing. They got people destruction of the middle class jobs, getting people living on by fear. And here's another thing that I thought about the other day. You know, while they're hitting you, while they're waving the left hand in front of you, the left boxing glove, they said, don't look at that right hand that's getting ready to come in front behind you. Look at this left hand.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask people, what's going on, and I'll get off of this soon. I didn't even mean to go on this rabbit trail, Gene. I apologize. But, you know, I'd like to know what's going on with this Jeffrey Epstein, all these hundreds of people that are connected with him. I just heard the other day from a friend told me that, guess whose name was on there? You know, Bill Gates, who just signed it. How the hell he's signing stuff, I'll never know. He signed this some kind of order to get everybody. They want to inoculate everybody on the globe. They want to put little tracking devices in them so they can say who's been inoculated, who hadn't. But all this was described in this Rockefeller report back in the 70s, man. And I tell my people, I have a good friend who's a millionaire, and he preaches day and night about the lying media, and we all know they lie. But all of a sudden, when they start talking about these viruses, then they're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll get off of that, Gene. But you know, I was going to ask you to what your real expertise is. I would like to kind of go back. Hey, I almost forgot, man. You ready to do that commercial?
Ready to go.
Hey,
we have a minute left.
Hey. You have to cut. Oh. Okay, go ahead, Gene. Go ahead. Roll with it, fella.
Okay. During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests, well, not me, but other guests, intelligent guests, not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Amen. I don't see I can improve on that. I really don't. I appreciate those so much. By the way, people, you may not know, we don't think Gene's not a guest. Gene's one of our co-hosts, and he's a star. And Gene did he answered the call of his conscience. Gene did not join the Marines to go get the, you know, guts and glory and all this stuff and medals. Gene, when he was a young man, like all of us young people, you know, we thought we believed everything the people told us, that, you know, the government. We believed all of our teachers. And this man answered the call, and you know what? He went in harm's way voluntarily. No one had to force him to go. He was there, and by God, he did his duty, and he does it every day. And like I mentioned before, I'm so proud that I rode to Charlottesville with this man, and he was just stellar. He was magnificent when he was there in Charlottesville, and I guarantee double damn to you, Gene Andrews helped save lives of the League of the South guys, and probably even save some of those little boys Antifas, because I tell you what, they don't want to through with Mr. Marine James. Well, people, me and Gene are going to hang on. We're both going to come back the second hour, and we will continue. Me and Gene Mr. Green Jeans, we'll see you in the next hour. Go get you some coffee, get you some Kool-Aid, whatever you want. Be right back.
All right.